Hello guys, welcome to my show. I'm subbing in for someone. This is The Giggle Spot, but at 10 p.m. and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It's been a pretty boring day so far. I'm like queuing some songs up for you guys. Not much going on, pretty lazy weekend. I'm wearing my glasses for the first time in public. I usually don't wear that because I'm a, like, childhood like trauma and whatnot. So I don't like to wear my glasses out, but now that I'm wearing them out, I get to see the world in, like, better high definition. I finally know what Tufts looks like, and, like, it makes me not like it anymore. It's the weather. Honestly, it's the weather. I need summer. I need spring break. I need to get away from this Medford bubble. I've been trapped here for too long. I need to go out. If you guys are doing spring break, I wonder what you guys are doing. I don't really care, to be honest. I do care. Anyway, I'm not doing much. I'm gonna spend time with my brother. We're going to New York. That should be fun. I haven't seen him in a while since Christmas. So this should be fun. It'll be his first time in New York. I've been in New York, so it's like, I know what to do. It's either between that or San Francisco. And I don't know, like, if we had went to San Fran, we both would have been tourists and, like, completely lost. So this is better. So, and it's also closer to home because I'm, like, from North Carolina. So we get to have fun on the East Coast and whatnot. I was listening to Emma Chamberlain podcast listening before coming here while doing my linear homework. Oh my god, I hate linear. I hate math. No, I don't. Me and math, we have this, like, really weird relationship where it's like I hated it all throughout, like, my childhood and, like, up until high school. And then I get here and then I'm like, oh, I'm gonna major in political science or something like that. And then I don't do it because it was so boring. I was an RR. I don't know if anyone's, honestly. Wait, I'm supposed to be doing things. Oh my god. Where is the, you know what, guys? I have things to do, apparently. Not like things, like checklists and stuff. So I'm going to play a song for you guys while I, like, do my checklist because I'm, like, dumb and forgot what I was supposed to do. So the next song I got for you guys, it's going to be called, it's called Space Train by Spiral Drive, and I'm gonna, like, put the monitor on, like, full blast because I just need to hear that song right now. It's just one of those songs that, like, it's the end of the day and I just need to hear it or else I'm gonna pass out. I don't know. All right. Here you go.
Thank you.
So you guys, I literally have no idea. Like I'm having like a full blown like little mini heart attack right now because I cannot figure out. I'm supposed to be doing a checklist. Like, I'm gonna just like it's just like the guidelines that I was given, and I'm not a rule breaker. I enjoy. This is my second time doing this, and I'm enjoying it so far. So I don't want to get kicked out. But I'm literally reading whatever they have near me, trying to figure out how to pull up this tab that someone closed. Like, oh my god! Like whoever closed this tab. Why? Like, you've put me in such a difficult situation. Like, who do I, like, contact? And even if I do contact everyone, they're gonna be like, oh my god, you're, like, dumb for not knowing how to open up a tab. And they're absolutely right about that. Yeah. Anyways, any life-changing news on my end? Not really. When I'm in college, I like to get in this routine of doing my work, going to the gym, eating, and when I have time, like, I'll be with my friends, but, like, I have a lot of work to do sometimes, and I'm, like, a type of person who can't do work around people because all I want to do is talk. So if I have, like, work to do, especially if it's due really near, like, I'll have to, like, isolate myself for a bit. You know what? That's honestly not bad. Like, today, I think we were talking about, I don't know. Well, the topic was brought up about, like, being alone. Like, someone's like, oh, you're okay with being alone for 10 days, like 9 days. And I am so okay with being alone. Not in this cool not in this cool hipster way, but just in a normal, like, I enjoy solitude. I enjoy doing things alone. I think it all started, like, in high school. I don't know. I like that my interests. I'm from like the deep south, North Carolina. When I say deep south, it's not that bad, but to me it is. I just learned to like do a lot of things alone, especially during the pandemic when I really couldn't be around friends, you know, trying to keep everyone safe and whatnot. So I did a lot of things alone. I got like really into art for a bit. Like back home, my room is just like filled with like my drawings and everything. And when I go back home, my brother and my sister and my baby brother, we all like to paint sometimes, and I like to hang their art in my room. I think things like that. I just got really into doing things alone. I'd go shopping by myself. I'd go out and just enjoy my life. I think like my favorite activity to do during high school was I would skip school sometimes and I would go to Starbucks. I'd get myself a latte because I'm a latte type of guy, and Starbucks is just like convenient. My town doesn't have a lot of small coffee shops. I wish they did though. They did have one. I'm going on such a tangent right now, but I'm alone in this room. I'm allowed to talk about whatever I want, and you guys are going to listen to it, apparently. Hopefully. I really can't. I can't even tell who's listening to this right now because they shut down the tab that like allows me to see that. So I'm going off just vibes right now. Even if I am just talking to myself, I'm having a pretty good time. We were talking about coffee shops, weren't we? Yeah, my town used to have a small coffee shop called Laborious Coffee. One of my friend's dad was the owner, so that was big hookup right there. Just kidding. No, support small businesses, you guys. They're so cool. Then the pandemic happened, and then they were forced to shut down for a bit. And honestly, I'm not sure if they reopened afterwards. It sucks that they didn't because everyone just knew about them. They were such a great, like, coffee place. And I remember one time I went to go have, I had a little photo shoot in there. Like, yeah, I was like a sophomore in high school, you know, as a little gay brown boy does. And they, like, supported me. They were like, the workers were giving me, like, a side eye. Like, what are you doing? But, like, I was, like, feeling my oats. So I'm going to do whatever. Yeah. Here is a lot of small coffee shops in Boston and, like, the surrounding areas. I really like that. I don't have one off the top of my head that's, like, my favorite, though. I don't know. Like, on campus-wise, I think the best place to get coffee, like, on campus has to be, like, the sink. No, ew. Well, if you're on the sink and you're, like, listening to this, take no offense, but, like, okay, I got a chai latte one time from the sink, and it just was not good. Like, I had, like, one of the best chai drinks in my life, like, last summer in Washington, D.C., and so now I consider myself a chai tea connoisseur, if you will. And so far, I've been disappointed with the chai around this area. It's not that great, to be honest. You know what I can't get behind, though? I can't get behind matcha. Anyways, you guys, I'm going to keep playing songs for you guys. Wallows recently released a song called Wish Me Luck, and I've been listening to it. It's very, like, it's very different than the usual vibe of, like, oh, yeah, this is teenage, like, hippie, like, yeah. You know, Wallows is that gateway indie band. It's a rite of passage, really. Everyone has a Wallows song that they listen to in order to get to, like, into, like, the indie rock, indie pop, all of that. I think they're the first milestone is Wallows. But, yeah, back to the original statement. They released a song. It's a very different song. I'm going to play it for you guys. And although I can't, like, get reviews on this song, I hope you guys have a say about this. I don't know how to feel about the song, to be honest. I'm a beat type of person. I like beats. When I listen to music, I'm listening to the back. I'm listening to the drums. I'm listening to the rhythm, things like that. Like, instrumentals are my favorite type, but I don't know. Sometimes lyrics come second to me. This one, really good. Like, I like the background. I like what they did here, so I'm going to play it for you guys. Wait, actually, I lied. Didn't I lie? I was queuing it up for you guys, so I still have to queue it up for you guys. Yes, they have it up here. This is such a win. Yes. Okay, we're going to queue it, and then I'm going to play it for you guys. Oh, it, like, corrected me. That's so annoying. Okay, while this song is playing, I'm going to figure out if I can figure out how to pull up the sheet that I'm supposed to be checking in that. If I can, that would be pretty cool. If I can't, that's going to be so annoying. Anyways, you guys, I hope you like this song. Oh.
You say to me when we're apart, I don't wanna be. You know what, guys? I think it's a banger. I honestly think it's a banger. You know what just crossed my mind right now? Just like being annoyed. Oh my God, being annoyed in college is just so normal. Like, I'm annoyed 24/7. Like, I think it's just being placed in a group of where there's so many people your age trying to figure out who they are while you're at the same time trying to figure out who you are, what your interests are, like what you're trying to move towards and away from. And people doing that at the same time you are and your roads overlapping while doing so, it's just, you're going to create chaos by doing so. And it just happens so much on a college campus. I think I have never been so annoyed. Like middle school is like, I think, most comparable to college, if anything. I mean annoyed, just like people, just homework, just a lot of things are just coming at you and it's just annoying to be like, yeah. That's it. That's the word to describe Tufts University. Annoying. Like, not the population. They're so good. You guys are cool people. Don't get me wrong. But the work is hard. But like, ugh. No. Like, sometimes people are so annoying. I'm allowed to say that. You know what? I'm gonna own it. I have something to say. People are annoying. Sometimes people do annoying things, and it's just normal. The other day, I think someone did something annoying to me. You know what? It's all about how you react to annoying people, in my opinion. You could like make a scene about it. You can let it ruin your day. You can let this person dictate what you're gonna do, or you can just move on from it. You know what? Tell yourself, you know what? It's not that big of a deal, and move on. Like, that's what I did. Like, cause I think I've gotten to the age, I'm like turning 21 next week, where I think the only thing really on my mind right now is just like making it out of college without like with good grades, to be honest. I think that's where I'm at right now. Sorry, guys. I got a little distracted. I was like pulling up some music. Okay, let me give you an update with the checklist I'm supposed to fill out. I cannot find it. I've looked everywhere on this computer, and there's this thing called, I don't know what it's called, but like, I can't find it on this computer. It's like so stressed. I'm not that great with computers. I'm doing quantitative economics. Give me that, and maybe give me a computer. I'm gonna cry. I'm not that great at computers. But anyways, back to people being annoying. Oh my God, yes, people are just annoying. And sometimes I don't know if people just go out their way to be annoying, but like, okay, if you're having a really bad situation, you're just going through it, you're allowed to talk about that. You're allowed to like go up to confide in a friend, tell them, you know, explain your situation. What you're not allowed to do is to spread your negativity. I'm having a bad day, so everyone around me is gonna have a bad day. You know what? I just found out some like horrible news, and I'm going to, you know what, tell you some horrible news. That's just not a vibe. You shouldn't do that, in my opinion. Just suck it up, buttercup. I mean, I know that's bad, but okay, don't completely suck her up. Don't, like, oh my God, I have no idea what I'm, how do I, you know, this is just me personally. It's not that I internalize things. No, I let things flow. I let, like, my emotions, I've been getting really into this whole, like, with my therapist, we've just been talking about letting emotions flow freely, and to me, that doesn't involve letting my emotions like completely control me. I like let them flow. I like reflect. I like to reflect. I like to end my days reflecting on, you know, what I did today, what I'm going to do tomorrow, you know, what my aspirations are for this week. Things like that. I think that's good. I think that's good vibes. And if I were to receive some like pretty bad news and like, I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with this, to be honest, you guys. I was just ranting. I'm just like in a ranting mood today. Okay, the next song I have for you guys. My dad used to play this song all the time when I was younger. It's called Oye Mi Amor by Maná. If you guys didn't know this, my name's Jose. I'm from my parents are Guatemalan, so I'm like really fluent in Spanish. But when I was younger, I don't know if like a lot of like ethnic kids went through this, but like listening to like music from your home country, listen to music in your like mother tongue, it just, I mean, in my opinion, it got a little like boring and repetitive. My parents just like, that's all they would play. Like, my dad would just play this band for as long as I can remember. And I think the first time I heard like actual like radio music, I heard the radio, I remember it's sixth grade. I was coming back home from a choir concert, and my dad just put the radio on, and it was a Usher song, and I was like, music, I like it. Because before that, all I had been exposed to was like this, like music in Spanish. Not saying that it's bad, but like I didn't like it for some reason. I don't know. It could be like internalized or something. I'll talk to my therapist about it. But anyways, we're gonna play Maná, Oye Mi Amor, and I hope you guys like it, cause it's a pretty great song in my opinion. All right, let's go. Okay. This is a whole process. Okay, let's see if I can get this transition right. If I can, it's gonna be so awesome. Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Thank you.
Oh my God. I just had a whole panic attack over there. I was trying to read this PSA that I'm meant to give. You guys will get it after the next song. I figured out what I'm going to read to you guys. I'm going to read you guys a little bedtime story. I'm just kidding. I would give you guys the like electronic version of what I'm supposed to read, but again, I'm in the situation where someone closed Rivendell and I have absolutely zero idea how to open it, and I have like 30 minutes left in the show. Oh my God, is this loud, or is that just me? Was that like just insanely loud? It wasn't even that high. It was just like what it's supposed to be. Anyway, someone closed down Rivendell and I'm in like a, I could get this could be my last show, to be honest. I hope there's someone after me who knows what they're doing, because that would save me. So yeah, I just played to you guys Oye Mi Amor. I was gonna play another song next, but I really don't want to. Do you guys want to get depressed? I think we should have a moment of reflection, to be honest. I think we should all like just reflect on the song that I'm about to give you. It's a pretty basic song, but such a good song in my opinion. It has done wonders for my mental health. I'm gonna play Lord song. Lord is a classic in my opinion. You can't go wrong with like Lord. She's been in the game for a while. My friend back home, if you guys aren't aware of this, Lord and Lana Del Rey do not like each other, but Lord and Lana Del Rey are like my top two artists like of all time. Not really, but like they're up there. Their music's pretty great, but they don't like each other. I'm not sure why they don't like each other. I was never given like the backstory of like their beef and whatnot, but apparently they don't like each other. And I feel like that sucks. Cause like imagine Lana Del Rey and Lord, a double L. Oh my God. No. Okay. Listen, when I tell people that I listen to Lana Del Rey, the faces I receive really varies. Like, it really does depend who I tell. If I tell an artsy little white girl who's giving like SMFA, oh my God, they're gonna be on board. They're gonna tell me Slay Boots, you're so real. And I know. I get it. Lana Del Rey, I get you. If I tell like a straight man, sometimes they won't know who Lana Del Rey is, but when they do know who Lana Del Rey, it's a concerning look. It's like, is everything okay back home? No, it's absolutely not. Anyways, and then when I tell when I tell Hispanic people, okay, then I listen to Lana Del Rey, they'll give me this, where are your roots? Why aren't you listening to Paquita del Barrio, to Vicente Fernandez? I'm just kidding, but like it really does depend. If you guys listen to Lana Del Rey, you guys should like begin to notice how differently people react when you play Lana Del Rey or when you like, I'm telling you, it's a real thing. Lana Del Rey is like, she's an icon. I can hear the walk sign is on sign right now from coming from outside, and that's like the funniest thing ever. Okay, anyways, guys, I need to give you guys a PSA. So I'll do it after this song. Oh yeah, we're gonna get a little sad. We're gonna get a little in our feels right now. Okay, I'm gonna see if I can like, if I can kill this transition. Imagine I can. That's gonna be so amazing. Okay, so I'm gonna try it. Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1, go. Sleeping.
sock.
Annoyed by all the loud noise and vibrations from planes departing Logan Airport? Are you annoyed by all the loud airplanes that seem to constantly fly over on certain days? Our towns west of Boston are affected by greatly increased airplane noise and vibrations due to the FAA's highway in the sky decision. This means that on days with northwest winds, every single airplane departing from Logan's Airport runway 33L continues on just four narrow paths over specified sacrificial neighborhoods with near constant noise for the humans underneath as a result. Join with your neighbors who are trying to change this. Every complaint filed with Mass Port counts, but it's the first from each household that matters. For more information, just visit logannoise.org. That's logannoise.org. A public service announcement message from the Logan Aircraft Noise Working Group and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Am I allowed to, like, speak after I give, like, a PSA? I hope that's, like, allowed. Okay. So, the next song I got for you guys are gonna like it. I swear you guys are gonna like it. But before that, we just want to give you guys another update. There's still no Rivendell tab. I'm scared. What do I do? Like, the main thing about this is that I'm not supposed to leave this office without music playing in the background. And I'm gonna do just that. It's like, you know what? Breaking the rules. Let's talk about breaking the rules. Oh my god. Okay. I can play the song after this. Breaking the rules. I feel like everyone should break at least one rule. One serious, not too serious, but at least like enough. I feel like everyone should commit at least one misdemeanor in their lives. Just one. If you get away with it, that's good. If you don't, that sucks. But I feel like everyone should commit at least one misdemeanor. And I'm not talking like those like crazy ones. Maybe like grab like a chocolate bar from the store, just see what it feels like, just to put yourself in that liminal space of like, am I going to get away with this? Like, experience that. Why do I bring this up? Because some people have lived their entire lives without getting in any form of trouble, without like in school, I was a horrible kid. I hate yeah, I wasn't a great kid in middle school. I got suspended a lot. I think at one time I locked my teacher out of her room. One point, I don't know what was going on there. I really don't. I was just like, I wanted attention. I got it. You know, if you give a mouse a cookie, that type of scenario. Anyways, I feel like everyone should get in trouble. That way, everyone knows what to do when they are in trouble. Like, you know, like the other day, I was in a situation where someone did not know how to handle being in trouble, which led to an awkward situation where we could have gotten into more trouble. So I feel like everyone should be in like at least some form of trouble. Like everyone should know not the basic rules of getting in trouble. The basic rules of getting in trouble, in my opinion, are if it's like if like you're getting sent to the like office, if like in college days, if you get caught cheating, I think Tufts University is like very serious about cheating. If you get caught cheating, don't play stupid. Don't try to like create like the most biggest lie you can think of. No. Just go in there, play it cool, pretend you have no idea what they're saying. Please, Tufts, if there's someone in the office, ignore this. Am I allowed? I've never been in this situation, but a little birdie told me to be cool. Just, and that's like a thing that you have to do in every situation, honestly. You get pulled over by the cops, be cool about it. Don't immediately like start narking. Don't start crying. Don't. And that's why I feel like everyone should get in trouble, because everyone just builds this like toughness. It's not that toughness is like needed, but like eventually there are going to be times in your life where you're going to have to break a rule. Everyone breaks a rule. Like sometimes it's because you don't agree with certain things out there. There are laws and there are things that you're not going to agree with. And that's like, and you got to break those laws. And if you don't know how to break like a small little one, how are you going to break something like bigger? So I feel like everyone should break the rules once in a while, explore this like new, like that liminal space of like break, like just not conforming is what I'm trying to say. Doing that, I think is so cool. I've done it. Not that I've done it like before, like a lot of like crazy like stuff that's gotten me in trouble, but I have like been in situations where I could have like been in like very serious trouble, but through past experiences, I learned how to navigate those situations. I'm just telling you guys to go out there and like, oh my God, what am I saying? That is funny. Anyways, if you guys like understood what I said, props to you, big props to you. I'm really bad at explaining things, but I'm not telling you go out there like and shank like someone. Please don't do that. But like, also, do not steal from like a small mom and pop. Because like, first of all, you're gonna get caught. Like that's so easy. Not that I speak from experience, but like, if you're gonna do something like that, go to Walmart. Don't go to Target though, because apparently Target like keeps track of like what you take from them and like decides to like run up this whole like bill against you and like shut you away, put you in prison for like forever. It's crazy what Target does. Yeah. But if you're going to do it, Walmart is free range. Walmart expects it. I think big stores also like calculate like their expected losses. So you know what? They already know you're going to steal. And this isn't about like stealing. This is about self-growth. Anyways, you guys. Okay. I'm going to play the next song. Okay. I'm from North Carolina. Specifically, I'm from Eastern North Carolina. It looked like 30, 40 minutes from the beach. So I love the beach. So if you've been under a rock, you probably haven't heard of it. But there's a show called The Outer Banks. I've been wanting to see season 3 in my apartment. I want to put it on the TV and like let my sweet mates watch it with me, but apparently no one likes the show, and that's like horrible. So if like any of you guys enjoy The Outer Banks, I'm gonna be on air like 4 a.m. on Tuesday morning, and call me up and let's talk about it, because I need someone to talk about Outer Banks with. Like back home, everyone's just into it because duh, it's like that's our show. It was made for us. It was made for the North Carolina kids, but not up here. So anyways, the next song I'm gonna play to it kind of reminds me of like, it reminds me a lot of summer, because it was on the show. But also, I knew of this song before the show came out because I would run to this song back home. Oh my God, we could go on a whole spiel about running next time. If I have time, I'll go on a little spiel about it. But if I don't, then no. Okay, the next song I'm going to play for you guys is called Left Hand Free. Honestly, hope you guys like it.
Yo.
okay, guys, I still can't figure out the thing, and I have, like, 9 minutes left before my show's over. I'm, like, subbing for someone. Oh, my God, they're gonna hate me. I'm never gonna be allowed to, like, sub. I'm gonna cry. Anyways, they have a manual, and it was so not useful in this situation. I'm like literally sweating. But anyways, let's talk about something else. I hope that the person next, like afterwards, after me, that's what I'm looking for. And that the person after me knows what they're doing, because oh my God, I don't. Anyways, yeah. I talked about running for a bit. I like briefly touched on the topic. Given that there's 9 minutes left, how in depth do I want to go about it? Not that in depth. I literally, whatever. I don't feel like, okay, I'm going to continue to try to figure out this, my situation, my sitch with the program I'm supposed to, oh my God, I can see people moving from Tisch. That's actually pretty cool. And like low-key a little like Joe Goldberg on my end. Anyways. What song do I want to play for you? Oh my God, I know what song we're gonna play next. We're gonna add it to the queue, and it's gonna be an amazing song. But before I do, I have to why is it saying new playlist? Can you like not rebroadcast edit playlist? Yes, I'm gonna wait. Is my time up? No, it's not. Honestly, I'm just having so many technical difficulties right now, and it's like not fun. I'm gonna cry. Oh, there we go. Oh my God, there we go. I like lost my thing for a minute, and that was like scary. Anyways, you guys know Empire of the Sun. They're like such a I was gonna say basic, but they're a good band. I'm not gonna like sit up here and say that I can do better than what they did. No, but their music has, you know what? Honestly, no. Like, it's good music. I'm allowed to say it. Yeah, they're a little overplayed, but the reason why they're overplayed is because they make good music. Why are you not finding this song? Oh my God, I'm gonna ruin the surprise for you. I got a couple minutes left. Am I allowed to play this? You know what? Let's go for it. Yeah, it's on the 10th anniversary edition. Submit. Yes, we're gonna go for that's the song that I want. Okay, anyways, you guys, I hope you enjoy my next song while I like try to figure out my situation with this whole like little shabam and whatnot. All right, let's see if I can make this a good transition. All right.
We are the people of the world. The first time. Okay, guys. Thank you for joining the Giggle Spot. Tuesdays 4 a.m. next time. Goodbye. Take it slow.